Temporal intermittent rhythmic delta activity, TIRDA, a focal EEG marker of temporal lobe epilepsy. TIRDA is one of the most clinically significant focal EEG patterns encountered in patients with suspected or established focal epilepsy. Unlike more ambiguous rhythmic slow waveforms such as FURTA, which can reflect diffuse subcortical dysfunction, or OIRDA, often benign and age-limited, TIRDA has a consistent and well-documented association with temporal lobe epilepsy, especially that arising from mesial temporal structures. TIRDA is not a nonspecific abnormality and should never be interpreted as such. Rather, it is a specialized, lateralizing interictal marker of epileptogenic potential that often surfaces in patients whose seizures remain unexplained by imaging or whose clinical signs are too subtle to catch without EEG support. In terms of its clinical relevance, TIRDA most frequently appears in patients with focal epilepsy stemming from underlying structural abnormalities of the temporal lobe. These include mesial temporal sclerosis, temporal cortical dysplasia, and post-traumatic gliotic changes, among others. However, its presence is not limited to patients with visible lesions. In fact, TIRDA often provides the first electrophysiological indication of epileptogenicity in patients with normal structural imaging but recurrent temporal lobe seizure semiology. Because TIRDA lacks overt epileptiform spikes or sharp waves features that often draw immediate attention, it is frequently underrecognized by non-specialists. Yet it is no less specific. In studies involving intracranial EEG, the presence of surface TIRDA has been shown to correlate strongly with intracranially confirmed seizure onset zones within the temporal lobe. Its diagnostic strength lies in its subtlety and specificity. When TIRDA appears, especially unilaterally and in the right clinical context, it almost invariably reflects local cortical hyperexcitability. For patients undergoing pre-surgical evaluation for epilepsy, TIRDA can provide essential lateralizing information that complements neuroimaging, semiology, and functional studies. Even when more definitive interictal epileptiform discharges are absent, the identification of TIRDA can support the presence of a seizure focus and guide subsequent steps, such as intracranial electrode placement or resection strategy. It is a signal not to be overlooked, and its clinical value, while perhaps understated, can be transformative when recognized and correctly interpreted. Morphological and physiological basis. On EEG, TIRDA appears as intermittent bursts of rhythmic delta activity, usually within the 1 to 4 Hz range, localized almost exclusively to the anterior and midtemporal electrodes. In the standard 10 to 20 electrode system, this includes T3 and T5 on the left and T4 and T6 on the right. The rhythm is distinctly sinusoidal or near sinusoidal in shape, with clean waveforms of regular frequency and spacing, and amplitudes typically ranging between 50 and 150 microvolts, although higher amplitudes can occasionally be seen. The waves emerge suddenly, sustain for several seconds, and then resolve without any sharp components or abrupt morphologic evolution. Unlike polymorphic delta activity, which varies in amplitude, frequency, and often lacks spatial confinement, TIRDA is consistently rhythmic, focal, and reproducible, with a clear anatomic topography. Physiologically, TIRDA is thought to reflect a state of enhanced regional synchronization among neuronal populations in the epileptogenic temporal cortex, particularly within the hippocampus and adjacent mesial temporal structures. The rhythm represents oscillatory behavior in dysfunctional but not actively seizing tissue. This interictal state is characterized by heightened cortical excitability, insufficient to trigger a clinical seizure, but sufficient to generate organized delta activity that breaches to the scalp. Intracranial recordings confirm that such rhythmic patterns arise from the irritative zone, often near seizure onset areas. TIRDA is especially prone to appear during transitional states of consciousness, such as drowsiness and light non-REM sleep, when thalamocortical regulation shifts and inhibitory tone decreases. During these stages, epileptic networks are more likely to display their interictal signatures, including rhythmic delta activity. Importantly, TIRDA is not a product of diffuse subcortical dysfunction or metabolic disturbance. It is not associated with increased intracranial pressure or global encephalopathy. TIRDA's specificity lies in its focal nature and its recurrence within the same temporal region. It is not simply delta. It is epileptogenic delta, and its rhythmic regularity is a reflection of disordered local circuit dynamics, not a marker of diffuse cerebral compromise. Raw EEG analysis. The EEG segment above shows a well-formed, clearly focal example of TERTA, localized to the right temporal region. The most prominent rhythmic activity is visible in channels such as F8, T8, T8, P8, and FP2, F8, with rhythmic delta activity emerging in a sustained train. The frequency is approximately 2 to 3 Hz, falling squarely within the delta range, and the waveforms are sinusoidal, monomorphic, and rhythmic, lasting for several seconds without morphologic evolution. The delta waves appear intermittently, with well-defined onsets and offsets. There is no evidence of sharp waves, spikes, or polyspike morphology, distinguishing this pattern from classic interictal epileptiform discharges. Nevertheless, this is not benign rhythmic slowing. The rhythmicity, localization, and recurrence of this pattern meet the criteria for TERTA, which is widely accepted as a marker of temporal lobe epileptogenicity, particularly mesial temporal lobe epilepsy. The activity is clearly unilateral, maximal over the right hemisphere, and does not extend to homologous regions on the left, establishing its lateralizing value. The background is otherwise organized and does not show diffuse slowing or generalized abnormalities, reinforcing that this is a focal rhythm, not a reflection of encephalopathy or diffuse cerebral dysfunction. Crucially, this pattern occurs in awake, drowsy transition, or early light sleep, a state in which TERTA often emerges due to increased cortical synchrony and reduced inhibitory control. This sleep sensitivity further supports the epileptogenic nature of the rhythm. The lack of reactivity to environmental change, no suppression, no movement artifact, rules out artifact or benign variants. The appearance of TERTA in this patient should prompt further clinical correlation. If the patient has a history of episodic confusion, behavioral arrest, deja vu, autonomic symptoms, or olfactory hallucinations, this finding significantly strengthens the likelihood of right temporal lobe epilepsy. Even in the absence of a confirmed seizure history, the presence of TERTA justifies close monitoring and possibly extended EEG, neuroimaging with epilepsy protocol MRI, and consultation with an epileptologist. In summary, this EEG demonstrates unilateral right TERTA, a focal, rhythmic delta pattern that is highly specific for epileptogenic activity in the right temporal lobe. While not epileptiform in morphology, it is strongly localizing and diagnostically significant, particularly in patients with compatible clinical features or unexplained paroxysmal events. Its detection should lead to focused diagnostic steps and consideration of targeted anti-seizure therapy. How TERTA typically presents. Clinically and electrographically, TERTA most often presents as intermittent rhythmic delta activity that is focal, lateralized, and reproducible over time. These rhythmic bursts typically appear during drowsiness, light sleep, or periods of reduced vigilance, aligning with well-established principles of sleep-activated interictal activity. The delta waves maintain a frequency of 1 to 4 Hz, remain spatially restricted to the anterior or midtemporal regions, and do not spread across hemispheres or engage generalized synchrony. While TERTA can appear bilaterally, it is typically unilateral, and when bilateral, it is frequently asymmetric, with one hemisphere displaying greater frequency, amplitude, or duration of bursts. The lateralizing value of unilateral TERTA is particularly strong. When it appears consistently over a single hemisphere, it correlates highly with ipsilateral seizure onset, supporting its role as a localizing marker of epileptogenic cortex. This is particularly important when other EEG findings are ambiguous or absent and the clinical history suggests temporal lobe semiology. One of the critical diagnostic features of TERTA is its non-reactivity. It does not suppress with eye opening, tactile stimuli, or verbal commands. This distinguishes it clearly from reactive physiologic rhythms such as alpha or OI-ARTA, which are highly state-dependent. TERTA persists independently of sensory input, reaffirming its pathological origin. Moreover, routine short-duration EEGs may entirely miss TERTA, as its appearance is strongly linked to the patient entering a sleep state. Therefore, Prolonged or sleep-deprived EEG monitoring is essential in patients with suspected focal epilepsy, but otherwise normal recordings. The most common diagnostic pitfall occurs when TERTA is misread as nonspecific temporal slowing. Many readers unfamiliar with its focal rhythmic structure mistakenly attribute it to background slowing due to prior injury or generalized dysfunction. However, true polymorphic slowing tends to be broader in distribution, irregular in morphology, and reactive to state changes, none of which applies to TERTA. Its recurrence, rhythmicity, and focal persistence are all diagnostic hallmarks. What causes TERTA? TERTA arises from epileptogenic regions within the temporal lobe, particularly those that are structurally or functionally compromised, but not actively seizing at the time of recording. The most common substrates include mesial temporal sclerosis, where hippocampal atrophy and gliosis lead to chronic hyperexcitability, cortical dysplasia, which results in abnormal neuronal layering and excitatory circuits, low-grade tumors, such as gangliogliomas or dysembryoplastic neuroepithelial tumors, and post-traumatic cortical scars, where altered local circuitry creates zones of irritability. In patients with no apparent lesion on MRI, TERTA may be the only non-invasive evidence of epileptogenicity. This is particularly important in the evaluation of so-called cryptogenic temporal lobe epilepsy, where seizures are present, but structural studies are unrevealing. In these patients, the presence of TERTA may prompt repeat imaging with high-resolution protocols or direct consideration of intracranial monitoring. Physiologically, TERTA reflects near-threshold epileptiform behavior. The cortical area generating it is not actively discharging spikes, but is exhibiting an organized, abnormal rhythm generated by dysfunctional neuronal circuits. This delta range activity is thought to emerge from disinhibited temporal networks, an interictal signature of increased regional synchrony, not unlike high-frequency oscillations observed in invasive recordings. Intracranial depth electrodes often demonstrate that areas producing TERTA on surface EEG are co-located with seizure onset zones, reinforcing its relevance as a surrogate marker of cortical epileptogenicity. TERTA is not induced by systemic factors, such as metabolic encephalopathy, nor does it reflect global cortical depression. This sharply differentiates it from FURTA, which appears diffusely in encephalopathy, and from triphasic waves, which are periodic and systemic in origin. TERTA's unilateral, non-reactive, rhythmic structure is instead a signature of local cortical instability, not a generalized or nonspecific finding. Important clinician information. We wish every clinician interpreting EEGs knew that TERTA is not just slowing. It is not a benign, age-related variant. It is neither residual post-traumatic change nor equivalent to polymorphic delta activity. TERTA is an epileptiform pattern, and while it lacks the classic morphology of spikes or sharp waves, its clinical implications are equally significant. TERTA has a direct association with temporal lobe seizures, and its presence should always prompt further investigation, even in the absence of overt clinical events. We also wish more physicians understood that TERTA is treatable information. It is not just a marker to note, it is an actionable finding. In patients with compatible clinical symptoms, such as episodic deja vu, nausea, transient disconnection, or fear, it supports the diagnosis of focal epilepsy and may justify initiating or adjusting anti-seizure medications. In pre-surgical evaluations, it helps localize and lateralize the epileptogenic zone, often providing clarity when other data are equivocal. And in patients with normal MRIs, it may serve as the only electrophysiologic evidence of seizure focus, prompting further targeted workup. Too often, TERTA is overlooked or minimized, especially in non-specialist reports. It is dismissed as temporal slowing or attributed to old injury without consideration of its rhythmicity and reproducibility. This represents a missed opportunity not only for diagnosis, but also for appropriate intervention. TERTA is a signal of risk, not of damage already done. It points to ongoing cortical excitability, not simply a structural legacy. Recognizing TERTA in the EEG record is not the endpoint. It is the starting point for clinical reasoning. It should generate questions, guide imaging decisions, direct medication management, and in many cases, shape the decision to pursue surgical referral. For many patients, This subtle rhythmic pattern is the only outward evidence of a deeper epileptogenic network waiting to be understood. The challenge for the clinician detective. For the clinician detective, TERTA is not just a waveform, it is a case to be solved. It demands attention to details of localization, pattern recognition, and above all, clinical correlation. This is not a pattern that shouts. It whispers. And only those listening carefully will catch what it is trying to say. The challenge is interpretive and contextual. Why does this rhythmic delta arise only in the right temporal lobe? Why does it emerge during drowsiness, persist into sleep, and resist reactivity? These questions are not academic. They lead to the seizure focus, and in many cases, to a path of recovery. The clinician must dig into the patient's narrative, search for transient symptoms of altered consciousness, examine the subtleties of aura and postictal confusion, and ask whether this rhythmic signal is the only outward trace of a seizure disorder hidden in plain sight. TERTA teaches restraint as much as action. It tells us when to investigate further, when to ask better questions, when to initiate therapy, and when to pursue surgery. But it also teaches us to look beneath the surface, not to dismiss patterns because they don't come with spikes. Because sometimes, the most localizing, the most valuable, and the most honest EEG patterns are the quietest. In this way, TERTA is more than an EEG feature. It is a test of the reader's insight, a reflection of the clinician's reasoning, and an invitation to act, not based on appearance alone, but on understanding. It is the compass by which we orient ourselves when the brain gives us no other clues. Key takeaways. 1. TERTA is a focal, rhythmic delta pattern localized to the temporal lobes and is strongly associated with temporal lobe epilepsy. 2. It typically appears during drowsiness or light sleep, is non-reactive to stimulation, and has a regular, sinusoidal morphology between 1 to 4 Hz. 3. TERTA reflects pathologic synchronization in mesial temporal networks and often localizes to the epileptogenic zone, especially in patients with mesial temporal sclerosis or subtle cortical lesions. 4. Unlike generalized slowing or benign rhythmic patterns, TERTA is an epileptiform marker and should prompt further evaluation for focal epilepsy, even when structural imaging is normal. 5. Clinicians must distinguish TERTA from nonspecific delta activity, recognize its diagnostic and lateralizing value, and integrate it into a focused epilepsy assessment, particularly when seizure history is subtle or unclear.